Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Paul Nichols, the investor coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. I hope this finds you well. Hope you're having a super day. I am known as the investor coach, your host, Paul Nichols. I'm also the president of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm located in Happy Valley, State College, Pennsylvania. And I am going to share a market update with you. This is something we do on a fairly regular basis to give people an indication, an idea, an overview, if you will, of how the market's doing as a whole. As a whole, this is important because it's important to understand how the market's doing to get an idea of how your portfolio should be performing in that said market. We believe in an academic approach to investing, and we believe that education leads to clarity, clarity leads to confidence, and only with confidence can one achieve financial peace of mind, or any type of peace of mind for that matter. And when it comes to investing in the stock market, it is relatively simple process when we look at the science, the tremendous amount of research that's been theoretically and then empirically proven over the last 50 years from a number of Nobel laureates in economics, from a number of notable institutions around the world. Investing is relatively simple. What makes it so difficult is the human side, the money demons, the fact that it's hard to stand for something when if you don't know exactly or have a strong indication of what you're doing, it's easy to be swayed. We have a saying here, stand for something or fall for anything. So we believe that it's important to give people a source to get the market update as a whole in a relatively simple and basic format so that they can then draw some conclusions from that as it relates to how their portfolio may be performing in the same market environment. Now, with that being said, this market update is 8/10/2015 as of August 10th, 2015. I'm recording this on the 11th. We are looking at last night's business close and how the market's doing as a whole. So let me run through this. The Russell 2500 index measures the performance of small to mid-cap U.S. companies, referred to as SMID, small to mid U.S. growth companies. Year to date, we're going with 2015 year to date as of August 10th. We have 4.25%. So it's been a rocky couple weeks, folks. Primarily due not so much in part to Greece, Europe, what's going on over there, Asia, with some hiccups they've had in the last couple weeks, and just where our Fed stands, where our Federal Reserve stands. Are they going to raise interest rates or are they not? The market's factored that in the past. It's already been factored in. I think it would bode well for the economy as a whole for them just to raise interest rates and get the ball rolling. But at this juncture, they are trying to balance what seems to be, from an outside observer's perspective, a balance between economic policy and political policy. But therein lies the rub, as usual, doesn't it? The difference between the two. But 4.25 for small to mid-sized growth companies. Russell 2000, looking at small to micro, very small, 2.25. So we're 4.25, 2.25 in the small to very small, mid to very small. Russell 1000 value. This index looks at large cap value, not growth, but value companies. And it's 0.21%. Barely into the black, but it's not in the red. Unfortunately, I can't say that for small cap value, which is down 2.74%. Ouch, that really hurts. Small is historically one of the best performing asset classes as a whole. We certainly get a risk premium by owning small and certainly by owning value companies. This is one of those cases where it bites back once in a while when you look at developing a global academic portfolio. You got to be in it to win it. You never know which horse is going to win, so you want to own the entire stable, so to speak. When we look at the S&P 500, widely regarded as the best single gauge of U.S. equity market, this index looks at 500 leading companies, predominantly U.S. growth companies. And so that's what a lot of people look at to see how the U.S. is doing. And it's 2.2%. That is 2.2% year to date as of August 10th. Well, when we head into the international arena, ladies and gentlemen, we like to use the Morgan Stanley Capital International Family of Index, or INDICE. The Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index, that looks at developed markets, it's 3.33% up year to date. So the World Index, developed markets, are doing fairly well. When we look into the Emerging Markets Index with Morgan Stanley, it's a different story, unfortunately. When we look at these emerging markets, which includes China, it includes Israel, Korea, Morocco, Philippines, South Africa, Taiwan, to name a few. It is the loser for this year, August 10th, 2015, year-to-date. It's negative 7%. Ouch, ouch, ouch. The small and the emerging markets in a well-diversified portfolio are a big part of the portfolio. Not any bigger than any other piece per se, but you got to understand that you want to be in all of it. You want to be in every company, large, small, growth, value, international, emerging, developed, all the markets. And sometimes it hurts a little bit. We look at a contrast. I remember 2009. We picked up 90% in emerging markets. It was a hot area. It wasn't until 2010 that most money managers started purchasing emerging markets. But that's normally what you see. Money managers are chasing whatever's up. They buy on the way up and sell on the way down. That's why they can never get market returns. Rarely, I should. Shouldn't say never, say never. Rarely get market returns. And then when we go on to the Morgan Stanley Capital International, Europe, Australia, and Far East. Well, that looks a little bit better. That would be designed to measure the equity performance of developed markets, excluding the U.S. and Canada, and that's 6.14%. So as a whole, I'm happy to say that the market's up year-to-date, although it's been a very, very rough year. I mean, last year was relatively flat as a whole, 2014. 2013 was awesome. 2014 was fairly flat, and 2015 looks like it's going to be year-to-date a little above flat, but not much, because in some of the areas where we're getting some returns, we're giving it up in some of the other areas. The key thing, though, is when you look at things academically, and we have the volatility that we've had of late, we've always had volatility, but of late, it really works well for those that approach this academically. It doesn't work well in the short term, because our accounts are down like anybody else's accounts that are in a down market. But what is exciting is the reality of the science and how it works, and how by rebalancing and rebalancing the portfolios, and although you're giving some up, rebalancing on those things, and you end up with basically an account value that might be down a little bit, but actually a lot more value in the account because of the rebalancing and the fact that you've bought shares in a down market. At the same time, you sold shares, things that were up in the up market. So this is the beauty of academic investing. There are plenty of stakes to stick in the ground. There are immovable hooks. There are things that we know that science has made very, very clear and has proven without a shadow of a doubt empirically, and we just have to pursue those tenets, those pillars, if you will, of investing, which is what we do. We believe education leads to clarity, clarity leads to confidence, and with confidence, one really can achieve peace of mind in their portfolios. With that being said, let me be brief and wish you well today. I'll be back next week with another market update. And if there's anything new and exciting in the news that's going to mean anything, we'll bring it up. But most of the news, in our opinion, over the long haul is simply just noise that the market reacts to, and prudence and patience actually persevere and win in those situations. Ain't it great? It's fun to be on the winning team. This is Paul Nichols, the president of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm in State College, Pennsylvania. If you'd like to learn more about what we do, check out FAICoach.com. FAICoach.com. We have a plethora, yes, I got it in once again, a plethora of information and content, especially the blogs that really go into depth about finance and different strategies. And let me say, as my chest puffs up with pride, that we like to think that we put it in very simple, relatable, real terms by looking at the realities. Oftentimes, I observe the mass and do the opposite, because that's really the real story. Normally, perception is reality. and what we perceive isn't always the truth. So one has to use some common sense when they apply the academia. And I've been blessed with a fair dose of that. Ain't it great? Hope this finds you well. Thank you for listening. Have a most awesome day. And we'll see you or hear you or talk to you next time. Have a great day.